So for the fourth time today, this church is overflowing, standing room only. Usually on Wednesday nights when I come out of the confessional, there's 20 or 30 people here. So this is a great sight for my priestly heart. It's also a reminder that we do have Mass here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And now I know that there are many of you who are able to come. So if you haven't made a Lenten practice yet, maybe Wednesday night Mass at 7 is something that you can do as we enter into this journey towards Easter. Because this is what we're doing today. You know, Mother Church refers to herself as a pilgrim people, people on a journey. And our journey towards Calvary, our journey towards the crucifixion of Jesus begins today in a very real way. We're always on that journey, but when we speak liturgically, there's moments in time that kind of stop and then start again. And we're beginning this journey with Jesus towards the Paschal mystery, the suffering and death of Jesus. But we're not going to stop there. If we do these 40 days well, Christ will take us through the crucifixion all the way to Easter Sunday to the glory of the resurrection. And this is what we're doing here. And again, it's a beautiful sight to see so many people on this day that's not a holy day of obligation. No one has to be here today. And on today, there's more people here than we have on a normal Sunday, and maybe more than we had at Christmas. What is it about this day that draws so many people to Mass? To get dirt rubbed on our forehead, to be reminded that we're sinners. What is it about this that stirs so many people to come to Mass? Maybe that can be part of your prayer this Lenten season. What is the Lord trying to say to your heart when He invited you to come to Mass this evening? I'm sure most of us have been at Mass, or been at work all day. You've been at work, you've been at school, you've been taking care of the kids. You've had a busy and a full day, but somehow you still found the energy to come to Mass. And for some of you to stand up for maybe not more than an hour. What is it? Really ask yourself. Allow the Lord to reveal to you why you're here tonight. What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you have not yet found that you think you're going to find tonight? And allow the Lord on these 40 days to reveal that to you. Because St. Augustine tells us that we are made for the Lord, that He made us for Himself, and that our hearts are restless until they rest in Him. And I'm sure most of us, if we sit quietly for long enough, we'll admit that our hearts are restless, that we're looking, we're longing, we're desiring something more than what we have. And this is why the Mother Church gives us this season of Lent, to kind of process through that. Because we're hungry, we're yearning, we're desiring something that we don't have. And for most of us, we start looking and start trying to be filled by things that won't fill us. So this season of Lent, for many of us, needs to be a period of intense detoxification of all the junk that we've allowed into our lives, into our minds, into our bodies, into our hearts. We acknowledge those things, and we have the grace to go to confession and be freed from all of that nothingness that draws us down. This is why we're here today, to begin this journey of purification. I suffer from a syndrome called overpacking. Anytime I go on a trip or an excursion, I bring way more stuff than I need. If it's an overnight trip, I'm bringing 3 pairs of clothes. If it's a week, I'm bringing 3 suitcases. I have this tendency to carry things just in case. We're on this journey, and the Holy Spirit, if we will allow Him, will reveal to us those extra things that we're carrying. that we can strip away, that we can let go of, so that we can be light for this journey. Because our sins, our bad habits, our restlessness weighs us down. And Christ died to set us free so that we can fly to the heights of heaven. The season of Lent will help us do that if we do it well. We heard in the opening prayer that we're entering into battle and that we have these tools of not weapons of mass destruction, weapons of self-destruction. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. These tools that Mother Church invites us to use to prepare ourselves to really, truly, faithfully enter into the Easter season. Jesus spoke of these practices in the gospel. And if we were paying attention, if we heard, he said, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms, not if, but when. Jesus expects his followers to be doing these practices all the time, not only during Lent, but Lent is a time when it's intensified. Because we realize that as we get the dust put on our forehead, that one day we will die. And no one knows when that day will come. And so we enter into this season of preparation so that we will be ready when that day comes. That we will strip away all those things that weigh us down. One of my favorite quotes from St. John of the Cross, one of our early Carmelite fathers, he said, a bird is made to fly. If he's tied down, he can't fly. And it doesn't matter if he's tied down by a little string or a heavy chain. He can't fly if he's tied down. Allow these practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to reveal to you what are those things that are holding you down. Enter into serious prayer during these 40 days. Really spend time with the Lord. And if you don't know how to pray, say, Father, can you help me how to pray? That's what the disciples said. Jesus, teach us how to pray. It's not an automatic thing. We need to learn. There's lots of books out there. Any of the clergy will help you develop a life of prayer. Enter into prayer. Communion, intimate time spent with the Father, allowing Him to reveal Himself to you, revealing your identity to yourself. Prayer. And fasting. Intentionally denying ourselves of things that we don't need. Learning to tame our passions. That virtue called temperance. That we're not a slave to our passions. Those of you who know me, I love Oreos. Temperance allows me to pass by the package of Oreos without eating them all at one time. We all have those things that draw us away from what we know are good and true and beautiful. And without temperance, without that virtue, we give into it every time. We have to allow ourselves to fast, to deny ourselves of legitimate good things so that we can train ourselves to have the strength to say no to the bad things. And then almsgiving, where we give to those who are in need. We give to those who are less fortunate. Sometimes the people who are in need and less fortunate are the people that we share a dinner table with, or maybe share a pew with, or maybe share a bed with. Sometimes the neighbor that's in most need are the neighbors closest to us. Maybe this season of Lent can be the time where you reach out to those who are most in need with a kind word, with an act of service and charity, where you recognize the presence of Christ in your neighbor and you bite your tongue and you don't say those things, or you close your social media for a night and don't get riled up, making your heart hardened towards your neighbor. All of these things Mother Church is inviting us to take on today so that we can be prepared for Holy Week, prepared to walk with Christ all the way to the top of Calvary, to the pit of the grave, so that on Easter Sunday we too can raise with Him. We can be arisen to new life. We can fly into freedom as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. In just a few moments, you're going to come forward and you're going to let a stranger put dirt on your forehead and tell you that you're a sinner. Crazy practices we have. But they're going to trace that dust in the sign of a cross. The dust reminds us of creation. When God reached to the dirt and formed man in his own image. And it was reminding us that without God, we are nothing but dirt. That's who we are. That's what we are. But in that creation story, what did God do? He blew into them. He breathed his spirit into this new creation and gave them life. Holy Lent will give us new life. The ashes, the dust will be smeared in the sign of a cross. When you were baptized, the priest or the deacon marked you with the sign of the cross and claimed you for Christ. We're going to remind you tonight that you've been claimed by Christ for Christ. That even if we came from dirt, our destiny doesn't stop there. That because of the cross, because of what Christ did for us, we have entrance into heaven. We can live with eternity life, with eternal life. We can live with God forever. This is our destiny. Yes, maybe we come from dirt, but we're destined for heaven. And that's the promise that Christ gives each one of us, especially if we live this season of Lent well. Every Lent, we hear that first reading from the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. What part of your heart have you not yet surrendered? What part of your heart have you taken back? What part of the heart do you need to give back to Jesus so you can return with your whole heart? And he says in that reading to call the assembly. We're not on this journey alone. We're here as a body doing this together. And sometimes the sin we need to repent of is the sin of isolation and abandonment. And I'm doing this all by myself. I don't need help. Joel tells us that we come together as a body of Christ, and we are going to Calvary, and we are going to rise, the body of Christ, the one. St. Paul says, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Our journey starts today. Are you willing to go all the way to the cross? Are you willing to say yes to Jesus, to this invitation to discipleship, to radical life found in a cross? But it doesn't end there. The cross will always lead us to glory. May it be so for each one of us. May the season of Lent be a season of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, purification, detoxification, self-destruction. So when that day comes, we can rise to new life and be one with the Father forever. Amen.